Next, KFWB traffic on the ones at 541. For traffic on your iPhone or BlackBerry, go to KFWB.com.
Boy, there's a lot of action along the Gulf Coast beaches today as oil approaches new areas.
That's for sure. That BP oil slick has drifted closer to the Florida Panhandle's famous white sugar sand beaches as the latest effort to contain the leak by shearing off the well pipe ran into trouble when a diamond-tipped saw became stuck.
Right, and joining us live now from New Orleans is AP correspondent Kevin McGill. Kevin, let's start with what's going on a mile below the surface. We know that saw got stuck. It took several hours, 12 in fact, to get it unstuck. Now what?
Well, we're waiting for a briefing in less than 2 hours from Admiral Thad Allen, the incident commander. What we've heard so far is that they still plan to cut the riser, that huge kinked tube that became apart or was blown down after the explosion. Once they cut it, they hope to get some type of containment device over the leak and pipe that oil up to a ship waiting on the surface. The oil would be captured there. Any gas would be flared off. And that's how they hope to drastically reduce the amount of oil being leaked into the Gulf.
Now, we've heard that if they're going to use the shears instead of the saw, that it might not be as tight of a fit. Is that right? Will it be leaking more oil?
That's the problem. They were hoping that the saw, the diamond-tipped saw, would make a cleaner cut. The device that they hoped to use, as Admiral Allen explained yesterday, would have made a sharper or a firmer seal. Less oil would have escaped from that seal. They still think they can capture significant amounts with this other capping routine. However, we just have to wait and see. They've had so many failures with so many tries to stem the flow of oil that there's a lot of frustration growing along here in New Orleans, along the coast, and now, obviously, further east as the oil spreads.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a moment, but I want to focus now on what has been said, that this procedure that they're attempting has increased the flow of oil, at least temporarily. So do we have a timetable yet from BP or from the Coast Guard on getting that cap on the pipe now?
Again, we're waiting for a final word. The last word we had from Admiral Allen that they hope to try it sometime today. We don't know how much. We know that there were estimates that this effort could increase the flow of oil temporarily by 20%, but there's nothing firm on that. And, of course, with that depth, it's hard for anyone to make a true estimate.
So where is the slick now? Has it made landfall in Florida yet?
I don't believe it's hit Florida beaches yet. We're waiting for word over there. We know that it's affected Mississippi and Alabama beaches, and we obviously it's hit the and continues to pose problems along Louisiana's wetlands. We have the sandy beaches along Grand Isle, but we're more of a, really in Louisiana the problem is the marshes and wetlands that are nurseries for the fisheries and a lot of the wildlife down in along the Gulf Coast.
And it sounds like there'll be more berms put up to protect the Gulf right along there, the wetlife.
It's a bit of an irony that this the oil hitting the beaches in Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, that's a tragedy because of what it does to the tourism there. Here, they'd love to have some sand barriers up to keep it from getting into the more delicate wetlands. So the president apparently okayed a plan to have BP pay for these new sand barriers that will take some time to build. The governor says, though, that they can get once it starts, and we're not absolutely clear when it's going to start, it'll take about 10 days before any progress it starts. It would take a few months before it really starts blocking large amounts of oil.
Kevin McGill, you've spent a little time there in New Orleans. Perhaps you've spoken to the folks who live there, and of course the fishing industry is huge, but the oil industry in that area is perhaps 10 times larger than the fishing industry. What's the feeling on the street? I mean, we know the spill is massive. It's a huge disaster, but is there still, I guess, a sentiment that the oil industry must go on for the economic health of the area?
Oh, absolutely. There's great resentment of BP and the BP hierarchy and the government for the regulatory failures and the failure to keep the Whit rigs safe. At the same time, the South Louisiana economy is still heavily dependent on the oil industry. Some people are afraid that some of the suspensions of deep water drilling that have been announced are really going to hurt kind of the double whammy for the Louisiana economy.
And we heard from an emergency room doctor that he's treated about a dozen people who have come through his emergency room that are sick and with what seem to be oil-related illnesses, and he's apparently reported it. But have you heard anything about people becoming sick from working to clean up the Gulf spill?
Oh, yeah, at West Jefferson Hospital in the New Orleans area, we've had several reports of people who were working to do the cleanup. The people that have been hired to clean up some of the slicks have complained of various symptoms. And in New Orleans proper, it's hard to tell if any air from the oil, if the air quality up here is being affected, but there have been some people who think that they are being affected with respiratory problems because of the odor of the oil coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, which is quite a ways away from here. But there are still some people who are afraid that they may be affected by it.
Yeah, well, Kevin, with that in mind, stay safe.
All right,
and thank you for your time. SAP correspondent Kevin McGill. It's 5:37.